Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians along the beautiful Southern California coast. Together we seek to grow in individual spirituality and in community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. More information can be found on our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Good morning. This morning's reading, not surprisingly, is Matthew 5, 13 to 20 from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Throughout human history, humanity has asked deep questions about our origins, about our Creator. We have sought proof, unmistakable evidence, certainty. Perhaps our more successful searches point us to those small moments, the still small voices, the strange warmings of our hearts. Perhaps these are glimpses of God.
Last week, we read the first part of the scripture that was read this morning. A detailed list of blessings, also called the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. It's an ironic list of blessings that one is blessed if they are poor in spirit, or mourn, or blessed if they are meek. It's ironic until you consider the second half of all those blessings. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For they shall be comforted. For they shall inherit the earth. And so on. In other words, you are blessed because there is a second half to these sayings. There is a time and a day when the person who is poor in spirits, the person who is mourning, the person who hungers and thirsts for righteousness will be made whole. Not only will they be made whole, but they will know peace and contentment in this new kind of kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. And just what makes all of this possible? Why do these Beatitudes have a second half? What makes a person who is in pain or struggling through life suddenly so dearly blessed? What provides peace and contentment in this new kind of kingdom? Well, in the Gospel of Matthew, it is the Messiah. As prophesied in scriptures throughout the Old Testament and made evident in the New. That is the whole purpose of the Gospel of Matthew. This gospel is sometimes described as a swinging door connecting the Old Testament to the New Testament. That's why it begins with a genealogy of Jesus, to prove he is a man of Israel, connecting Jesus to the Torah and the prophets, even as Jesus speaks of this new kind of kingdom. In fact, according to Matthew and the sayings of Jesus, Jesus does not really speak of a new kingdom at all, but of a kingdom that has always been present with them and their ancestors. A kingdom they were always supposed to recognize. A kingdom that they were always supposed to know, that is not ruled by decree or not ruled by legalism, but a kingdom ruled by prophets through the fulfillment of their prophecies in the person of Jesus. Jesus told them, "I have not come to abolish the law. I've come here to show you what the law means and how to live under the authority of the kingdom of heaven, not merely under the authority of kingdoms on earth." And he does this partly by reminding everyone, everyday people, of their belovedness and the power they possess through God's love. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You already are, whether you know it or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether you've earned it or not. You just are. You're salty. I'm salty. We're all a little salty. And we can't lose our saltiness because we can't lose the love of God. We can't lose the grace of God. Jesus says in our text that when salt loses its flavor, it can't be restored and is trampled underfoot. Sure, that is true in kingdoms of this world, whether they be monarchies or militaristic empires or capitalist empires. We are all judged by what we can do, how productive we seem to be within the kingdom. But in God's kingdom, we won't be trampled underfoot. We can't lose our taste because we can't lose the love of God. Now, we can overseason a bit or consider our personal flavor to be the only good one. That's humanity, and that's why grace exists. Likewise, we can't lose our light. Sure, we can try to hide it. We can hide it under a bushel, but that's just like hoarding grace. We can't keep it all to ourselves. Once we're supposed to stand up on that lampstand and give everyone the dazzling, amazing grace we have been given. We can't help but do that once we recognize the grace that we have been given. What an opportunity. What a blessing. Maybe we are blessed. Maybe Jesus was onto something with these Beatitudes. How about this one? Blessed are those who feel unworthy, for they are the salt of the earth. Blessed are those who are lost, for they will find their purpose. Blessed are those who sit in darkness, for their light will shine ever brighter. Blessed are those who feel alone, for they will have the company of the church. Yes, church, we are blessed. Whether we feel like it or not, whether we feel worthy of it or not. And finally, this one. Blessed are you, and you, and you, and you. For in you, are thousands of crystals of salt, each one beaming with 1,000 rays of light. And each one, when shared, is a tiny glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. What a blessing. What an opportunity. May it be so in our lives. Amen. This is a time when we respond to the word. What I would like to encourage us to do this week in response to this word is try writing your own beatitude. Just like I did at the end of the sermon, blessed are those who. How are you feeling? What you're going through? And remember that there is a second part to that beatitude. For this is what God is doing in your life. For this is how God will comfort you. For this is your opportunity right now. Maybe you'll write, blessed is simply your name. For God loves me. Let's take a few moments of silence to think about what we would write this week, and then we will move on to announcements.